In this bulletin, 8 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 in Queensland. The Northern Territory Chief Minister in isolation after meeting relatives from the hotspot. And in sport, administrators scramble to amend upcoming fixtures of Queensland-based teams. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dunn. Queensland has recorded 10 new cases of COVID-19 as millions of residents enter their first day of lockdown. 8 of them are locally acquired. 6 of those are close contacts of previously confirmed cases. 2 are under investigation, but officials believe they're linked to known cases. 2 infections are overseas acquired via Papua New Guinea. Authorities have identified 2 distinct clusters. One is connected to a doctor from the Princess Alexandra Hospital, while the other is connected to a nurse from the same hospital. The 2 clusters total 15 infections. Queensland's Chief Health Officer is Dr. Janet Young.
We've had a lot of people now out in the community infectious. So that's why we need this 3-day lockdown to get on top of all of the contacts of all of these positive cases and work out where they've been, and having everyone in their home instead of out and about in the community just helps us get on top of all of the contacts and minimise the risk of further spread.
Struggling Queensland tourism and hospitality businesses were looking forward to the upcoming Easter break, but travel plans have now been disrupted. Bernie Hogan from the Queensland Hotels Association says the 3-day lockdown is a real blow because businesses don't have JobKeeper payments helping them to keep people in work. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says she anticipates more new cases in the coming days.
It is a very big and a very tough call. A lot of operators across Queensland, of course, are very much looking forward to the school holidays, and we are keeping our fingers crossed that this current breakout can be contained in the 3 days, which will allow people to go ahead and enjoy their Easter plans.
The Northern Territory's Chief Minister Michael Gunner is in isolation after having contact with relatives from Toowoomba, west of Brisbane. Acting Chief Minister Nicole Manison says Mr. Gunner has developed cold symptoms and is self-isolating until a test result is returned. His government declared Toowoomba a hotspot yesterday. New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, but 5 were recorded in hotel quarantine. Authorities say it's expected the state will record new cases of COVID-19 after a number of venues in Byron Bay were linked to a cluster in Brisbane. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant is asking Northern New South Wales residents to be vigilant and come forward for testing.
So therefore, I'm urging anyone who was in Byron on that weekend to please be particularly vigilant. We're asking people from Greater Brisbane not to visit aged care facilities or hospitals or disability care homes. But I can't stress enough that we need everyone to come out for testing. We need the assurance that we're not missing cases, particularly in that northern region. We know that there is driving distance between us and Brisbane. We're assessing the risk day by day.
New South Wales Nationals leader and the Deputy Premier John Barilaro has called on MP Michael Johnson to resign from Parliament immediately. It comes after the ABC reported Mr. Johnson offered a sex worker $1,000 to come to Parliament for sex, sent the woman lewd text messages and a graphic video while he was sitting in the parliamentary chamber. He denies the allegations. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's disgusted.
If that is correct, I am absolutely disgusted. Absolutely disgusted. And, you know, for many of us in public life, for many women in public life, we know the challenges that exist. But when colleagues or former colleagues do that type of thing, it is just beyond disgusting.
Various sporting teams and their travel movements have been restricted due to the lockdown in Queensland's capital city. The Brisbane Lions will remain in Victoria until after their Round 4 AFL match. In the NRL, the Brisbane Broncos have relocated to Sydney for the time being. In the NBL, the Brisbane Bullets are unlikely to return home, and the league is scrambling to rearrange this week's fixtures. The A-League's Brisbane Roar are in Brisbane and may be forced to stay. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 29. Similar conditions in Adelaide, 27. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, cloudy and 22. Canberra, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. The same for Wollongong, 22. Sydney, partly cloudy, 23. Newcastle, a possible shower and 23 degrees. Brisbane, showers and 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, also partly cloudy and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.